Hello and welcome to the New Life Show, a series of talks we're having with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shedarel. Hello. Today we'd like to learn from Dr. Lightman how to better fit in society, whether it's at work, at home, with our friends, whether it's our kids at school or wherever we are. Because we're social creatures, there's us and those around us. So how do we fit in the best possible way so it'll make all of our lives better? Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, it's something that we deal a lot with. Man, from very early age, becomes a part of society. And from a certain age, he becomes aware of his environment, and he wants to become a part of society. He wants to be accepted by society. We know that there are many people that are rejected by society, and it's something very painful and unpleasant. Man, by inclination, wants to be a part of a group. He wants to be accepted by it. He wants to lead it, or at least to be favored by it. And today we're living in kind of complicated times, both because we're living in a global world and because we all move from place to place and from country to country. And in the new country that we come to, we want to fit in some social group. We change workplaces a lot. And we really have to fit in anew every time. And we also have to learn how to connect with the new people that appear in our life. And the question that I'd like to start with is, why are social relations so important to us as human beings? Well, first of all, man is a social creature. And therefore, he needs society. We relate to a person according to society. To what extent does he fit in society? Does society fit him? How does he choose a society? According to his character, according to his goal in life. In society, he finds his or her spouse. A person finds their livelihood in society. A person builds himself from beginning to end in society. We can also say that the family is a society, and ever further circles, anywhere a person goes, even for a moment, to the bank, some services, municipality services, whatever. This is also society. A person has to know how to fit in even for a few minutes. He goes to the doctors and so on. So man in society is, I'd say, the biggest problem, that were we to solve the relations between us, then we'd save lots of problems, health problems, aggravations, despair, problems between children and class, employer and employee problems. It's regarding the police, hospitals, everything. It's always man and society. So I'd say that this is the main problem, that actually all the rest depends on, all the rest of the problems stem from. But there's one problem here. And if a person doesn't fit in society, we have to see. For example, I remember myself that with regard to society, I was always sort of on the outside looking in. Because I saw that it's very hard to become a part of it. I have to be interested in the same things that interest them. I have to talk the way they talk. I have to be socially accepted. I used to look at other children when I was still a child, at the ages of 10, 12, also in the university. Sometimes I used to integrate or interact if I had to, but in most cases, I felt no need for it. I really didn't. Because what I had to pay, which is accept their values and to live accordingly, was too much. It was too hard. And so I didn't want to. So people that want to be accepted by society, they have to know that they have to make concessions. When I wrote my first book, I went to a publisher. And I asked, how can I turn this book into a bestseller? He looked at the book, he leafed through it, he looked at me and he laughed. He said, a bestseller is the lowliest book. This is why it's a bestseller. This is why everyone reads it. They enjoy it, but they understand. Your book can't be a bestseller. How many copies do you want me to print and sell? Let's agree on 200 books. What 200? I thought 20,000, 200,000, something. I want for it to be publicized. He said, this is how it's going to be. And he was right. So we have to understand that a person that enters a certain society, he has to know that he's going to be like that society. And so, isn't it a waste if that person is unique? And therefore you have both individual education and also general education. Also in universities, there are programs for unique individual students that their development is much above average. And they study. I knew people that studied in one of the best universities in Russia, and they started studying at the age of 11, 12, 14, where others were accepted, admitted only from the age of 18 and so forth. Very talented. Yeah, very talented. They were accepted limitlessly. And so we have to understand that to be accepted by society, it means that you lower yourself and format yourself exactly according to the form of society. And it depends what kind of a society is it worthwhile doing, or at least you have to know that you're going to give up something, you'll be accepted by them, but you also keep something of your own, so that you'll maintain your personality, so you won't become an idle talker, so you won't start behaving like they do, in the same style, to talk the same way, to behave the same way. But for you to keep who you are and what they are, what is actually created between man and society? There has to be a common language. What is this field created between them? It's called language. It's not oral language, verbal language, but that's called language, that we understand each other in the way we talk, the way we dress, the way we behave, the things we eat, the songs we listen to, the way we spend our time, everything. A person that's in a society is like any other person in society. And then there's barely any difference between them. And then when they look for something to talk about and something to do together, they see that all these things that they're engaged in only diminish them. Because there's nothing more to it than wanting to be accepted, appreciated by these people. How? In whatever they favor. Meaning that I always have to work on being favored by other people. This is my role in life. This is the purpose of my life. This is what I'm living for, in order to serve others. Many people have this inner need. I understand, but if we're already talking about changing, then we have to explain to a person that there's something special about him, that there's something special about each of us. Let's take care of that. And in the rest of the things, you'll be like everyone else. Where does the need to be a part of the group, to be accepted, come from? Because a person is a social being, he has to get support from the environment, from society, a feeling of confidence, and this gives him a feeling of life, vitality. We're not like some wolf in the forest. We're built in a way that we need society, we need the environment, we need a response to what we do. We want to be known, famous, we want to be respected by society. According to how much society appreciates me, I appreciate myself. Meaning that through society I actually see my self-worth. Yeah? And what does a person that there's something special about him do? That the fields of interest of society, their values, they don't interest him. Yeah, it doesn't interest him. It doesn't give him any added value. He gets nothing from it. He feels that he's wasting his time and energy. Right. So where does he get the sense of confidence from and the response? Maybe from books. Maybe from the world of music. From something. Culture, sports, I don't know. But he as if has a different society, only it's not the society of people, of those that are like him. And it's equivalent in this respect? Could even be more? Could even be more. I remember that all my friends, those that played in the neighborhood, they used to play different games, and I used to go to the planetarium, and I really had a great time. I loved seeing, watching these things, and also the times were different. The very first spaceships and so on was around the 1960s. There are researches that show that when a person is in a certain society and he feels rejected by it, the pain that he feels, it's like physical pain. It's as if you gave him a blow. Of course, it's a blow to a person's ego, honor, respect. Why is it so? Furthermore, you said that most of the problems are a result of the relations between man and society. Yeah, I'd say that we're not aware to what extent. I think that it's most of our health problems, psychosomatic problems, problems in the family, problems with the kids. I'd say that practically everything, almost all of man's problems, you can either cure them or stabilize them by his relationship with society. A person's mood, depression, and so on, and to relate it to the physical pain that Owen talked about, why is it so significant? Why does it activate so many things in our life? Were I to develop only according to my body, like a cow, a cow walks around on the grass, eats, eats, eats. It feels like laying down, it lays down. Looks around for an hour, 2 hours. Again, gets up, eats something. That's life. Meaning her body does not demand more than this environment. There are other cows. Okay, if there aren't, no problem. A cow can also live on its own. There are also social animals, like wolves. They have to be in a pact. There are those that can only be in a family, not in a pact, and so on. There are such schools, like fish, that are thousands and thousands of them together. Man can't live alone. He develops beyond the animate degree, and any development above the animate degree on the human level is a social development, and only. That were it not for society, he wouldn't develop. So first of all, the difference between man and an animal is that man is a social creature, and not social like wolves or like pigeons or something else. It's not only the matter of a family, but it has to be a big organization of those that are around him in a country that provides him with security and work and pension and health services and education for the children and whatnot. Meaning man is connected to these systems and he builds them. He improves them all the time. And so what follows is that we don't look at man, we look at society. What is society? What do I know about Italians, for example? I don't know anything about Italians. I don't know any Italians personally. But when I hear about the Italian society, music, pasta, pizza, good wine, good cheese, things like that, and more such things, also their songs and so on, meaning what society makes, produces for its members. Accordingly, I examine what it is. And accordingly, I can also talk about the character of the nation, meaning society gives birth to man. In conclusion, society is what begets man, that keeps him, educates him. It's not that he's born from his mother. The animate part is born from the mother. Afterwards, as he grows, at the ages of 2, 3 and on, he comes under the influence of the environment of society that constantly changes him, and this is what he'll get from them. This is who he'll be. And therefore, we don't take man into consideration, but only the results of society. I want to talk about being rejected by society. I understand the relationship between the individual and society. I understand that we're social creatures. What happens in a state where society rejects me? Researchers show that social rejection is something more painful than physical pain. I start asking, why is it so? And what would you recommend me to do as a person who's rejected by society? Not if I'm the kind of person like you described yourself, that I sort of like looking at society from the outside in. But that society doesn't want you. You're nothing in our eyes. You can as if disappear. You're nothing. A person feels that he wants to die. Why is it so painful? And what can I do? Because it hurts the self. There's nothing more painful. It's not the basic needs like food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, even though that you have honor here, but honor here isn't with regard to a person's personality, with regard to his self, its social status and so on, but being rejected by society, for a person, it cancels his self. Because he builds his entire self as a human being in his relation to society, the measure to which society accepts him, appreciates him. This is his value. This is what he's worth. And so if he's disrespected, it's so much so that he doesn't exist. You can push a person to commit suicide this way. And therefore, we have to be very cautious. In terms of how do we relate to a person, how do we treat him, and how does society protect him and keep him? What can such a person do? Kill himself. No, that's obvious. Are there better options? How can he improve his status in society? This is something that society isn't that concerned with. It only awakens in that person different frustrations, envy, meaning both for better and also for worse. society can cause the development of man here, or the other way around. And in regard to man himself, suppose I as a person am rejected by society, what can I do? First of all, I have to do the math. Why am I rejected? What is there about me that they disrespect me, that they don't want me, that they don't accept me? Maybe it's my external physical behavior that's unacceptable in society. Maybe it's some more inner traits of mine. And maybe it's not actually me, but that I myself don't know how to relate to them, how to connect with them, how to show them that it's beneficial for them to be in a good relationship with me, that all in all, we all benefit as a result. We're all egoists. If someone is in a relationship with me, it's because it's beneficial for them. I also want to be in a relationship with them because it's beneficial. So we have to consider all these things. This is something that you have to teach a child. I think that there's no problem here or something to disregard, but we simply have to teach people how to correctly connect with one another, both for them to contribute to society and for society to shape them. I understand that this is how it's supposed to be. I don't know if schools allocate time for this nowadays, but everyone wants to be a human being. And a person's value is according to the extent to which society appreciates him. So you said that the first option is that I'm not adjusted enough or in sync enough with that society, whether it's my behavior or I don't know how to communicate or it's my inner traits. And in the beginning of the show, you said that maybe that society doesn't fit me, meaning I do the math and I see that eventually it's not for me. Such a person should go and look for a different society? Sure. Suppose I study music and I practice the piano for 8 or 10 hours a day. So I have to look for a society that sometimes, because of the great pressure that a musician's under, they connect between them, they have a special site on the internet, they correspond and so on. They sit together in some coffee shop. But that we have what to talk about, that they're as busy as I am, that they relate to society as I do, that they also need a society, but a specific one. That's related to their profession and so on. And actually, this is how it is. When I'm in a certain country and I walk around the central streets of the city, so I ask around, this coffee shop is for whom? Who sits here? Who goes to this place, to that place? And you see that every place has a style of its own. Yeah, the different societies are very various, but still, can you give me some one principle that will fit whatever society I want to fit in, regardless of the country I'm in, regardless of the place? A principle that will always be right. If I want to be accepted by a certain society and I want to develop their desire to be my friends, what do I have to do on my part? How can I cause people to want to be my friends? What does it depend on? What's in my hands that will always be true and will always work? My inner attitude, behavior, what? Inner attitude, it depends whether they really feel it and can differentiate it. What can cause them to want to be my friends? I understand. This is a very problematic question. Depends on what kind of society that is. You have to see how to cause them to want to be your friends. Yeah. Meaning, why should they be your friends? Yeah. That they'll benefit in some way. Because all in all, man's an egoist. So how will they benefit as a result of being your friends? You have to show that you're essential to that society, that you can add to them power, proficiency, certain discernments, something that they can enjoy. You have to study that society. You have to see what might you be able to add to them. Maybe it's something that you have. And if you don't, then maybe it's something that you can learn how to do and then become a part of it. But without being beneficial for that society, how is it possible that they'll accept you? Because everybody is a more or less closed, egoistic body that rejects everything else, that wants to penetrate it. Sometimes what happens in a society is many power struggles. Is this also a game that I should learn how to play? I wouldn't go in there to begin with. What for? What's the use? Just to prove to myself that I can succeed in managing them, controlling them. I don't know. This is something that never interested me. Maybe it's because I don't really appreciate people. By nature, I'm very proudful. I'm not a good man. And therefore, to yield toward others just in order for them to accept me, I never had an interest in that. But I'm not saying that it's good. Yeah, everyone according to their own inclinations. Last question. We talked about how to fit in society. What is the key rule here? That each side provides the other side with what's good for them. Meaning it's buy and sell on a regular basis. It's like a relationship between spouses. You're actually making an exchange. Everyone gives and receives. Balanced communication. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.